Your life matters. Wake up. Your life matters. This is Pastor Deborah Gilmore, and I am the CEO and the founder of this podcast. And I wanted to come on tonight and share a word of encouragement. And something that I want to say right quick is that if you are a survivor of cancer, or any a survivor of any sickness, disease, I want to inform you that you are not a survivor. You're a conqueror. You're more than a conqueror. Jesus came to die for your victory. Jesus redeemed your life. He didn't temporarily save you. He completely saved you from death and sickness and disease and hell. Not only hell in the grave, but he delivered us from sickness and disease and lack and poverty, because those are a curse. And stop saying that you are a survivor, because you're not. You are dumb. You are a conqueror. Cancer came to kill you. Cancer came to take you out. Cancer came to destroy you. Lupus, depression, molestation, child abuse, domestic violence, whatever it was, it came to take you out. Don't give it an opportunity to come back by saying you a survivor. Because that means if you survived it one, that means you may have to survive it again. And we don't, and what you don't need is that coming back into your life. That's why you say, I'm more than a conqueror. I'm coming to you because I've been molested. I was molested at 8 years old. I'm not coming to you telling you something that I did not have to do. I was molested at 8. I was raped. I was domestic violent, beat up by boyfriends that I dated. I was tormented, betrayed. I suffered from a lot of things. And I used to say I was a survivor. I used to think I was a survivor. So I used to say, oh, I'm a survivor. No. And the Holy Spirit immediately said, no, you are not a survivor. You are more than a conqueror, because that's what the word of God says concerning you. I am more than a conqueror. You will not see that anywhere in scripture that you are a survivor. You are more than a conqueror through him that loved you. So that means if you are more than a conqueror, that means you conquered cancer. You conquered molestation. You conquered being abused and about narcissists and all of that. Or narcissists. You didn't survive it. You conquered it. You're here to tell the story. So I want to empower you today to stop saying I'm a survivor. You are not a survivor. You are far greater than a survivor, my sister or my brother. You are a conqueror. And when you conquer something, it can't come back, because it has been destroyed. It has been annihilated in your life. So don't give the enemy an opportunity to come back and torment you because of ignorance, a lack of understanding. And so I come here tonight as your sister in Christ, as your sister in empowerment, in spirit, and in truth, to let you know that your life matters, and it is not to be toyed with and played with any longer. So stand up and profess that you are more than a conqueror. I'm more than a conqueror over cancer. I'm more than a conqueror over domestic violence. I'm more than a conqueror over all that attitude and men mentalities and stuff. I'm free from trauma and pain. I am more than a conqueror. And it shall not come back in your life. In Jesus' name. So I don't know who this word was for. It was definitely for me. But I pray that it empowers you today to stand up and say, I'm more than a conqueror. Not a survivor, but a conqueror. Because what it meant to do, it did not do. And it cannot come back and do. Because you take a stand against the lies and the tricks of the enemy against your life. I love you. And I pray that this word has empowered you and helped you. If it has, share it. And I'll see y'all again, because what? Your life matters. So wake up.